This happens all the time. The amount of studies that get pulled because it's not finding a favorable outcome for like big food or big pharma happens all the freaking time. And that never gets reported. It never gets published. It never gets added to the journals or anything. It is sad, but this is the reality of the world we live in. The people that are getting insane results, that are taking health into their own hands, that are quite literally doing experiments where N is one, they are the single variable. They're not getting published. It's not in the confines of a research setting. It's not published, peer-reviewed, you know, acceptable science, even though these are real life data points. Who's sending people like this questionnaires? Where is somebody funding a carnivore diet study? In fact, actually, Sean Baker is actually doing a study. I'm really excited to see that. I'm sure when it comes out, people will have a lot of bad things to say, but hopefully we can kind of move more towards getting some actual good science done where we're actually tracking people that are getting results in real life rather than absurdities and mice rat studies or people that fill out questionnaires that basically have no idea what they're talking about. Like, how many cups of ribs did you eat last week? And how much beef do you eat on average per week over the last 12 months? And then taking that data and trying to use it to do meta-analysis and create research that is based on that research, I'm telling you, it's literally insane. It drives me nuts. So I want to talk about this video real quick. How people like this, and lots of comments like this that have come into my channel since I've been talking about carnivore diet, are never going to get included in the data. And how that's a freaking shame. And how it's even more reason why you have to not listen to the experts and the scientists and the doctors, the big pharma and big food, that all have a status quo bias to prop up the low-fat, high-carb, plant-based narrative, all right? Jeff said, absolutely correct. Lost 70 pounds over the last year. Completely changed the way of eating. Health improving greatly. Our society needs a wake-up call and education on how and what to eat. Amen, Jeff. A freaking mend. And what I said is, and your insane results won't be reported in any study or journal and therefore won't get used as a much-needed data point for truth that we need. And this was on my Obesities and Diabetes to Go video, which you can see on the right link below. Okay, how to approach this? Well, if I were to send out a survey to like everybody that's ever watched one of my YouTube videos and all of these people that got these crazy amount of results and we tracked what they did, we tracked their starting weight, we did before and afters, we did blood tests, if we really dialed it in, we would have some of the most amazing data that you can possibly fathom. And if we were able to get that into a journal and get it published, because actually at this point, that's the only way they'll even take you seriously, is it has to be in a journal or basically doesn't exist, which is just its own ridiculous proposition as it is. Like, it's completely ridiculous, right? But that's how modern science and modern research and, you know, colleges that is overpriced and putting kids in debt for no reason. I won't go to that rabbit hole, but it's insanity, okay? And what makes me so upset about all this is that this will never, ever, ever get counted as an amazing data point. In fact, Jeff probably won't even really talk about it that much because when people hear that, oh, you ate mostly meat or you were doing this and that, like, what about heart attack? You might've lost 70 pounds, but you're probably going to die of a heart attack and other ridiculousness. Yet I eat primarily meat. I feed my son, who's 2.5 now, primarily meat. My new son is going to be eating lots and lots of meat, and they're going to grow up healthier than I ever could have imagined. I've gotten to a point, you could almost say, they call it the red pill, right? Where you kind of see what's going on. You take the red pill, you see through the matrix. I've gotten to the point where I have so internalized the kind of red pill idea that anything that mainstream says to me is now, okay, what's the opposite of what they said? And then let me investigate that. And that's probably where the truth is. That's a heuristic I now use. The more people believe something, right? The more this is established as common knowledge and science and whatever, the more the herd accepts it, the more likely it is to be wrong. I believe there's an actual relationship to this. There's a correlative relationship. It's probably not true of everything. But I mean, from climate change to medicine, to doctors, to science, to like school, to monogamy, to relationships, literally everything in the modern environment is built in a way that's designed to monetize people that are basically tax-paying, keep your head down citizens. Some would call them sheep or sheeple, right? I don't want to be derogatory about it, but I was this way too. Like, I went in debt. I had credit card debt. I did all these things. I spent money I made in my younger years playing poker and things like that on completely stupid things. And then through that entrepreneurial journey, I started waking up to things. I started asking questions. I've always been a little bit of an iconoclast and a little bit of a kind of a brawler. Like if you say something to me, I will have something to say back. It's just the way it is. Like I don't vi away from challenge and from uncomfortable conversations. And you know, it makes some people not be able to handle my personality. Like I've dealt with that and I've learned to modulate that a little bit, right? But enough about me. So this is about Jeff and his data point and other people that have commented on this channel that have literally said things like, I've lost 50 pounds, right? I've lost 60 pounds. I mean, we're not talking like I step on the scale and I got 5 pound weight loss and yeah, it's awesome. Like, you know, like Weight Watchers nonsense or whatever. We're talking like this dude, Jeff, literally changed his life. He fixed his health. I mean, 70 pounds is fixing your health. 70 pounds is absolutely nothing that a doctor could do or Big Pharma could do for you. They cannot do that for you other than maybe surgery, like where they, I guess they staple the stomach or whatever. So you literally can't eat as much. I mean, that's the insanity that we've gotten to with intervention. Like that we have to staple people's stomachs because we have no idea how our actual proper nutrition works or what to tell people what to eat. Like it's insanity, right? And that's a multi-billion dollar industry every year right there. I believe it's called gastric bypass. I think that's what it's called. Don't quote me. So he did something that no doctor, medical science researcher could have ever done for him. And if he goes to his doctor or medical researcher and these people, and he says, doc, this is what I did. Will you use me and my results in your practice or as a use case, or maybe add me to this study? I'd love to be a part of it or whatever, right? Like he wanted to genuinely get his results out there and get them accounted for. It wouldn't happen. They would basically tell him he's an outlier, he's an anomaly. If you just ate meat, well, let's test your cholesterol. It's probably gonna be bad. So at the very least, let me put you on a statin so that you can be a drug addicted, walking consumer lab rat for life. Okay? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, everything out there, society itself is a big conspiracy. Okay? It benefits certain individuals at the top that have the money and the power and the influence. Okay? Down promotes ideas that challenge that or even suppresses information that's counter to the narrative they want to uphold. Okay. And they're all in it together. They're not all in it like it's a cabal where they like meet in secret rooms or secret Zoom chats with like hoods on or whatever. Although that probably does exist to some extent, right? There's probably some billionaires that are doing that for sure. They're accidental conspiracies. They have a status quo. They have products and marketing and budgets and departments and things they create responding to the market that starts making money. And so they use those funds to further fund research that promotes and props up the status quo. And they pull funding. This happens all the time. The amount of studies that get pulled because it's not finding a favorable outcome for like big food or big pharma happens all the freaking time. And that never gets reported. It never gets published. It never gets added to the journals or anything. I believe they call it a file drawer effect. It's a publication bias where you might do some research and then it's not really working out. And so you just basically put it in the file drawer and you never count for it again. And they just keep doing study after study after study until they do an experiment or they find data that's supporting kind of what they want to believe or what they're trying to get at. And they publish that. There is so much bias in this. It's not even funny. So they're all accidental conspiracies. Society itself, food, big pharma, doctors, everything. They have a broken system of sick care. It's not preventative medicine. Okay. And we all need to, whether we have 30 pounds, 70 pounds to lose or not, we all need to be like Jeff and we need to take our responsibility for our health in our own hands. We need to change how we eat. We need to change how we think about food. We need to change who we listen to, what information we let in, and how easily we let that information in. If you want to listen to your doctor and get the advice from him or her and as much as he or she has to say, do that. Okay. But then run it through your own critical thinking filter, right? Run it through things you know about maybe ancestral health or biology or things that books you've read or podcasts or videos you've watched. Feel free to send it to me and I'll offer my advice or I'll do a video on it. We have to wake up, okay? And research in modern science is not the answer. Usually the way these things catch up when only there is a profit incentive, like when society wakes up and society changes or some new technology changes, only then will commerce and doctors and status quo and the politicians and all things that are propped up, only will then will they change when enough people wake up and they stop voting with their dollars. They stop buying the drugs, they get healthy on their own, whatever. So really the only way I see that America fixes the pharmaceutical, the healthcare, and the big food, big ag problem that we have is if somebody invents some Like, I could see like a magic pill, like maybe that happens. Maybe somebody invents a magic weight loss pill that is almost like the gastric bypass, where you can like trick your brain into just literally not eating as much food. And just through that, people will lose weight. And then maybe through weight loss, people will get off certain drugs or whatever. You know, like this is probably not going to happen anytime soon. It might never happen. It might be some intervention I'm not really thinking about. But there's, I don't think there's any way that we're going to have a kind of grassroots movement for something like a carnivore, paleo, like real food diet. I don't see that hitting mainstream enough to change sick care, big pharma, and all these other things. I don't see that happening. Like, I don't think it's possible. I think it's going to be some like outside, completely unaccounted for variable that's going to come in, and that might change these things, you know. Like, I don't know, maybe a huge lawsuit, maybe they finally have a breakthrough in like cholesterol research, and they prove that all the statins have been killing people, or like whatever. Like, only through that, through lots and lots of money and outrage and some kind of thing, are we going to solve this. We're not going to solve this by telling people to eat real food and then everybody's going home cooking and sourcing and eating real food. Like, we can definitely help kind of stall the big food a little bit and reverse some of the trends, but this is just too much of a fringe. Like, we're, I don't see us going mainstream. I just don't. I really hope I'm wrong though. I really do. At the very least, if we can't go mainstream, we all have to at least lead by example. We need to all be like Jeff, you know, take N equals one, take our own, you know, our own health into our own hands and ask questions, challenge, you know, ignore the prescription saying, doc, I'm not taking drugs. Don't even talk to me about it. Like take that me first, my own critical thinking first perspective. And, you know, that could actually slowly change things. Like, if doctors are getting a lot of resistance and they're not taking drugs anymore and big pharma is not being supported, like, you know, you could definitely see some changes, and maybe there's more of a focus on, you know, preventative medicine instead of corrective and whatever. So that's it for today. Congrats, Jeff. I really wish we could use you as a data point and get some really good research out there, although I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. So we can only go based on like anecdotes, and you have to share your story with other people. You have to show them that this is what you can do, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So good job on that. Comments or questions, put them below. If you want to help me or anyone else, something I missed out or something I'm not thinking about, or if you want to add something to this video, it always benefits other people that watch this video. So your comments do matter. I do appreciate that. Subscribe for more videos, and I'll see you in the next one. Hey, Colin here. Got a freebie for you. Click on the button below to go to theancestralmind.com and download the 7 principles of living wild. This is a short PDF that's got some of the main principles, such as real food, sleep, movement, and a couple more that are going to help you live more ancestrally in accordance with your genes.
Please always remember that the members of the Ancestral Mind podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.
We just launched our Patreon, so if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Colin Stuckert. That's patreon.com/ColinStuckert. We will have exclusive updates coming. It will also give us more opportunities to invest more in the show and release more shows. Some other bonuses with the different tiers. Check it out over at patreon.com, and thank you for your support. Another way that you can support the show is you can head over to Wild Foods and use code AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order of real food, superfood, supplements, and ingredients. These are products that I've been using myself in my daily life for years. I recommend checking out our fish oil and our collagen, and also make sure you check out the Cocotropic. It's one of my favorite products. Cocoa, mushrooms, delicious. Head over to wildfoods.co and use AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order. I want to let you know about my newest podcast over at Escaping Fragility, a show about building a life for yourself, being safe, being secure, having a plan B, so that if this crazy world of 2020 continues or gets worse, which a lot of the numbers are suggesting it will, then you and your family will be protected. A lot of my content for my personal brand has been focused on giving people the knowledge, the expertise, the skills, and just the awareness of some of the craziness that's going on, so that they can protect themselves, so that they can fight back, so that they can be civilly disobedient, so that we can stymie the ever encroaching spread of government and of corporate and political agenda. If more citizens do not stand up, fight back, speak up, there's going to be nothing left to protect. And I don't like fear mongering, and I'm generally an optimistic person, but 2020 has stressed me out. At first it didn't, but then it did. when I really saw what was going on, when I read a little bit between the lines, and even now, the craziness is continuing, and I don't see it letting up anytime soon. The masses are too easily manipulated. And so I'm more concerned what's going to happen in 2021 when the next flu season comes through and another coronavirus is weaponized, and then who knows what's going to happen? Travel restrictions, mandatory vaccines, chipped and prodded like cattle. People think it can't happen. They stick their head down, but they did in Mao's China. They did in Stalin's Russia. They did in Nazi Germany. And then it was too late. And who pays the price? It's always, always, always the citizens that are having faith and that are just hoping things get better. They're the ones that always pay the price. So the first thing we can do is protect ourselves and our family, have a plan B, have an escape option, and then we can help others. Head over to Colin.coach, get on the AM5 newsletter. You'll get all the shows every week. And you can also find me on YouTube and iTunes or Spotify or Google Play. Get prepared before it's too late.